Ksuvos, Parakzai, Mishnah Yud. Ve'el shekofenos on lahotzi. These are the husbands who have to divorce their wives because what they do is considered to be a big blemish. Mukashchin, which is a sort of a leper. Ubal pulipus, a person who has a very, very thick nose that makes it difficult for him to breathe. V'hamikamet, someone who works with manure. V'hamitzaref nechoshes, someone who shapes copper. V'abursi and a tanner. V'ein shahayu b'majlo nisu, whether they already developed this blemish before they got married. V'ein mishnisu nodur, whether this blemish only started happening, or they only took on this job, after they got married. V'akul and amar Rabbi Meir, ava pishhisna ima, yechol hishatomar, suroi yislishan yechol lakaba, v'akshu en yechol lakabel. Rav Meir says that even if he told her before they get married that he has this problem or that he has this job, and she said, I understand, still, once they get married, she could make the claim that she thought she was able to handle it, but now she realizes that she cannot handle it, and she could demand a divorce. If she knew about this blemish or that this was his job before she got married, then she has no right to demand a divorce. Except for if he's a leper, because then the disease is dangerous for her as well. There's a story in Tzidon with a tanner who passed away, and he had a brother who was also a tanner, and now she was going to fall to Yibum to the brother. The Chacham said, the woman's allowed to say, I was able to stand your brother, who was the tanner, Ulecha, but you, who I'm now falling to even before, even though you're also a tanner, and therefore you would think that I could stand you as well, because I was able to stand your brother, the tanner, in Yechol Kabel, I can't stand you. Ksuvos Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha Shenafula Nechasim Adshlo Tisare. So a woman who receives possessions, either through inheritance or through a gift, before she got betrothed, before the Erusin, both Beisham and Beis Hillel shemocheres v'nosanes v'kayim. Both Beisham and Beis Hillel say that she can sell and give away this property as a gift, and the sale or gift is good. Nafla mishin is arsa. What if she gets property, either an inheritance or in a gift, after she already got engaged, after the betrothment? Beisham omrim timkor, Beisil omrim lo timkor. Beisham says she could sell it, but Beisil says she should not sell it. However, ilu ve'ilu modim shemarchav nasna kayim. However, even though according to Beisil she's not supposed to sell it, both Beisil and Beisham agree that if she did sell it or give away as a gift, the gift or the sale is valid. Amr Yehuda, Amr lufnei Rav Gamliel. Rav Yehuda said before Rav Gamliel, however, zacha beisha lo yizkeh benachasim. Since the man acquired the wife as part of the marriage, shouldn't he also have acquired these nechasim, these possessions, and therefore the woman should be unable to give them away as a gift or to sell them, and should not be a valid sale or gift? The man only acquires the rights to the nechasim that she gets after the betrothal, but the nechasim that she has before, the quote-unquote old nechasim, that is not in his purview. Nafula Mishinises, what if she received new possessions after the Nisuin, after the husband and wife were already living together? Both Beisham and Beisil agree that if she sold or gave away as a gift these possessions, the husband could take these possessions back from those who bought it, i.e. the sale is not valid. Adshlo Nises V'Nises, what if the possessions fell to this woman between the betrothal and the Nisuin, and then the Nisuin happens? Rav Gamliel omer marcha v'nasna kayam. Rav Gamliel says that the sale or the gift is valid. Since he acquired the woman as part of the Nisuin, shouldn't he also have acquired the Nechasim? Amar lahem, he responded, al chadash manu boshim, on the new possessions, that makes sense. All the possessions that she received after the Nisuin, after they start living together, but that's not the case with the old possessions, with possessions that she got before they had the Nisuin.